Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the real story of Annie Oakley.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Most people know Annie Oakley for her incredible sharpshooting skills, hitting dimes in midair and splitting playing cards with her trusty .22 rifle. But a new documentary goes beyond those famous feats and takes a closer look at the life of the Dark County native and the women that have spent decades piecing together her story. Bryn Silverman is the creator behind the North Star documentary. Thank you so much for joining us, Bryn.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for having me.
So this film started with you visiting the Garst Museum in Greenville, not too far from where Oakley grew up. What did you learn there that launched this project?
Yeah, I mean, it really was going to the museum for the first time that sparked my interest in Annie. And it was kind of the contagious spirit of the women at the museum, the three researchers who are the heroes of the film, Karen Biesecker, Nancy Stump, and Brenda Arnett. And collectively, they've spent over 40 years just deep diving into Annie's true story, which a lot of it most people have never heard before. And so it was Karen, really, who is one of the lead researchers at the museum, who just said to me, you know, don't believe everything you've ever learned about Annie Oakley. And from that moment on, I was just hooked.
That is fascinating. That's already hooking me in. I want to know, who was she beyond the sharpshooter that we thought she was?
You know, at the core, she was always a Dark County girl and grew up in extreme poverty and learned how to shoot as a way to sort of make a living for her family when her dad passed away. She was a survivor, and she was a really, really hard worker. And she was also an athlete, which I think is another angle to the film that most people don't talk about, is that, you know, she'd wake up in the morning and go work out and exercise and train. And a lot of her sharpshooting acts were like physical feats. And so she was really just a really determined person who I think at her core was always trying to figure out how to survive. And I think her career became that form of survival for her.
And as you're telling Oakley's story, you're also telling the story of the three women who research her at the Garst Museum. That's Brenda Arnett, Karen Biesecker, and Nancy Stump. Why did you choose to tell their stories side by side with Oakley's?
Yeah, it really kind of felt like a story within a story. After spending so much time with these women at Garst Museum, it was just kind of apparent that the foundations and the building blocks of a legend like Annie are always held up by individuals like the researchers at Garst. And it's like, without their research and without their perspectives, history is just sort of a stagnant thing. But they're in such relationship with Annie and with her story that it makes history feel alive. And so to me, that was sort of like the heart of the film.
Why do you think Annie Oakley's story is important to tell right now?
For me, it's like the centerpiece of her as like a woman in a workforce that was not designed for women. I think that's still really relevant. There's also, you know, the story about her suing all the American newspapers, and that, you know, there was this libel case that you took up. And I think that story of like a woman being pilloried in the press or getting to a certain level of their career and not being able to get past that sort of glass ceiling. A lot of, you know, the sort of like gendered aspects to her life and career, I think, are still really, really relevant today.
Bryn Silverman produced North Star with Naveen Chobel. You can see the film at the Garst Museum or at Cinema Columbus in September or Chagrin Documentary Film Fest in October. Thanks so much, Bryn.
Yeah, of course.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.